So you're recording now?
Yeah. Okay, so let's see where we're up to. Okay, so what we started talking about was the centrality of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur to the Avodah. So we noted that the Gemara tells you that only the Kohen Gadol can do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. But the question of what that means divides in Rishonim, right? There's two basic ways of understanding that. One is that the Kohen Gadol has to do all Avodah that is on Yom Kippur. The other is that the Kohen Gadol has to do all Avodot, which are unique to Yom Kippur. Right? So we saw that Rashi says that you have the Kohen Gadol has to do all the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Right? We kick everybody else out. Now we raised three possible models to explain Rashi. Right? One is that Yom Kippur transforms all Avodot HaYom into Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and therefore there is no distinction between the Avodas of Yom Kippur and all the other Avodos. Possibility two is that it's simply a demand of the Yom, right? It's, it has nothing to do with the Avodah, is that Yom Kippur demands the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. Or possibility three, based on the comparison in the Gemara between Yom Kippur and the Mishkan during the Yimei Miluim, is that this time creates an intense Kedusha in the Makom that requires the presence of Kohen Gadol. Reuel Chalitzin raised a fourth possibility, which wouldn't work for Rashi, but might work for other Rishonim, which is that the other way around. It's that theoretically some of the Avodot could be done without the Kohen Gadol, but the Kohen Gadol is what transforms the regular Avodot into the Avodot HaYom. Yeah.
What's an afkamina between the first two shittos?
I don't know if there is an afkamina between those shittos. There are different models to explain it, but I don't know if there's an afkamina. I don't want to get into now whether there's such a thing as a Hakira without an afkamina, right? But it's clear that those different models can exist. Whether there's an afkamina,
yeah,
I don't know, maybe.
If they are Avodot in Kippur, or if we just say in Kippur, you can't do any other.
Well, there might be nafkaminas, but not within Rashi. Rashi's absolute, right? But then we saw the Rambam, right? The Rambam says that all avodas have to be done by the Kohen Gadol, including the Musaf of Shabbos.
But not the Trumas
HaDesha. So now we have to explain the Rambam, right? So there's two really ways of going about that, right? One is to say that the Rambam agrees that all Avodot HaYom have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. And two, he agrees that even regular Avodot are transformed into Avodah, but Trumas HaDeshen doesn't. Now, there's two ways to say that. One is Trumas HaDeshen isn't Avodas HaYom because it's Avodas Laila, right? Because it's a throwback to yesterday, right? Meaning it's a full Avodah, but it's not an Avodah. It can't be an Avodas Yom HaKippurim at all because it's a holdover from Erev Yom Kippur. Possibility two is to say that no, the Rambam thinks all Avodah has to be done by the Kohen Gadol, right? Why then does the Trumas HaDeshen not have to be? Because Trumas HaDeshen might not be an Avodah at all, right? So it's either that Trumas HaDeshen is not an Avodah, but the Rambam thinks all Avodah has to be done by the Kohen Gadol, or two, the Rambam thinks that all Avodot Hayom, right, not just unique ones, but any Avodah done in Yom Kippur has to be done by the Kohen Gadol because it's now defined as Avodah Yom HaKippurim, but Trumas HaDeshen is not like that because it's from yesterday. Okay, that's where we held off. The Rambam is the Or Sameach takes the position that the Musaf of Shabbos is transformed, right? But the same thing is true of the Talmud.
No,
the
Musaf of Shabbos is uniquely transformed.
No, he didn't say uniquely. He said it is transformed, right? It's transformed. It was a Yom, just like we say by the Talmud of Musaf on Shabbos. Right? He didn't say uniquely. Right, and so we added from Stav that the same thing is presumably true of the Tamid. The proof is that built into the Seder of Tfilot on Yom Kippur is the Avodah of a normal day. Right, the Tamid has to be done at a particular place in the order of the day, which shows you that even though things that are Avodah, regular everyday Avodah, once it comes to Yom Kippur, they become part of the Seder HaYom.
I was in the time focusing our time into the nearly the Yom Kippur and Chayla of Shabbos Gan.
Yeah, he doesn't. Right, he doesn't weigh in on whether the Talmud is not right. He says Shabbos would, right?
Yeah, he says Shabbos is unique, some kind of kedusha of Shabbos and on Yom Kippur. That way, kedusha of Yom Kippur couldn't be
chal. Correct, but he doesn't weigh in on whether the Talmud wouldn't be. You can read the Or Sameach saying it's only Shabbos, but then you have to explain the Talmud, right? Because the Rambam doesn't say the Talmud can be done by anybody. He says Trumas HaDeshen can.
Does he say that the Talmud is done by the?
Yes, because he says all avodos, right? He says all avodos are done, right? But not the Trumas HaDeshen.
Where's the Avodot? Are done?
Kolash Chameshes Rebbe Hemos Eilu Hakreven Biyom Zeh. You know, the Kohen Gadol Bovad.
One of the Chameshes Rebbe
Hemos includes the Talmud.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so obvious.
It's really much more than that. It's all those.
Right, and the question is, right, yes, but the question is, how does he get out of Trumas Adeshen? Right, because he excludes
him. Well,
I don't know, that's why I don't know if it is. He's just noting.
He's very excited about Shabbos and Kiddush, meaning it seems like there's some kind of unique deal of Kiddush and Shabbos, which is effectively a Kippur, different than just
yeah, but,
the idea of the Korban, Tamid, or like
Korban. No, because he's saying, you're right, it's the day is transformed. That doesn't mean that the Tamid isn't, it just means that Shabbos also is.
The day of Shabbos itself is transformed. That
correct. Correct is what, which is what he bases on the Gemara in Zvachim, right?
The Gemara in Zvachim is saying that
what? In the Kodesh versus Tadir, right? Correct. Is that you can't prove?
Kodesh.
Okay. So we were up to the Milchamos now. Okay. So let us. Okay. So Milchamos. Yes, Milchamos the Ramban. So first he quotes the Baal HaMor. He says Amar Kosev Gamenei Palev El Aval. Obviously, Rabbos Habavle Shemim Rosenu Kosev Bo Payasos V'chein Divrei Apayet Harishon Rozerberik Hakalir Ubit Krovas Hagaonim Chachmei Yeshivas Rami Sfarad Achronim Zal V'yesher Shiyitu Kol Rabbos Habavosenu Rabbosenu Habavosenu L'Baal HaMor Zeh Levado Nitna Chachma V'ein Lizarim Ito. Right? Okay. Right? He says Baal HaMor says that it's a mistake. When all the different piyutim and the Mishnah and all those seem to say that there are payasot, right, that there are lots on Yom Kippur, which implies that there are avodot done. Which implies that avodot are done not by the Kohen Gadol. The Baal HaMor says it's a mistake, right? It's just a mistake. The Kohen Gadol does everything. There are no payasot. So Ramban says, how can you say that?
We base halacha on smiros.
Piyutim.
We base
halacha. Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. What? Yes, we actually do. In Yom Kippurim, it's actually quite standard. In Yom Kippurim, now part of it is because who wrote these piyutim? Right. These piyutim are very, very early piyutim written by right, serious people. But yes, fundamentally, why not? Right? I mean, who cares what the text is? If it's meant to be sung, who cares?
Right.
Yeah, if it's written by someone who has halachic authority.
Read a stupid thing.
What?
You figure they would write a stupid thing.
Yeah, so the Ramban says, how could it be that this, and this is not a stump song, right? This is the Seder Avodah Yom Kippurim in our Daphanim, right? The thing that's meant to detail what the Avodah looks like. So Ramban says, how could it be that everyone's wrong? And then he, you know, I guess you missed his pun, right? His pun insult, right? If you look again, the second line, he says, well, Baal HaMor, how could it be? V'yesher sh'yidu kol raboseinu v'avoseinu l'avoseinu. U'leval HaMor hazeh, right? Livado nitna chochma. It can't be that everyone made a mistake, and to this enlightened one, right, he's making fun of him. Baal HaMor zeh nitna chochma. The ein lezarim ito. Where's that from?
The piyut that he's quoting.
No, the pasuk on Yom Kippur. Right? That no kol zar, right? No zar can be in the Kodesh Kadashim when the Kohen Gadol gets in there. So he says, it can't be. The ein lezarim ito v'natati libi. Right? That only he is alone in the Kodesh Kadashim. Right? It's a Yom Kippur pun. Come on, people. Vinatati libi ledrosh vilatur, which is from where?
Also,
by the
oh, Kohelet. Come on,
drosh
vilatur bechokma, right? Etc.
I thought maybe the tour,
well, yeah, no. Heyach shanu zeh beperek beseder yoma shuhu amor al seder v'hachav bezeh aperish ein bo davar miseder yom klal. So he says, like, I don't get it. Right? And why would it be in Yoma if it has nothing to do with the day? Why would the Mishnah say all the payasot in the second berak of Yoma if it applies to every day of the year besides for Yom Kippur? It's not true. Not all the avodot are done by the Kohen Gadol. There are lots. One second. All right, I'm giving shir. Can I call you back?
These guys are pretty good at
roasting. Okay. Vafil v'heim shnuyo b'mishnah seinu v'echlo v'enyan b'kan sh'afo pishim midar ha-sever in savit sh'apayas rishon sh'chumas ha-deshen ho'il v'kashir kodem chatzos eino avodas yom ha-kipurim el avodas layla v'einem b'choin gadol klal sh'lonin l'goin gadol avodas hayom. Then he goes piecemeal and he explains why each of the four payasot Why they happen on Yom Kippur and why those avodah don't need to be the Kohen Gadol. First one, Trumas HaDeshen, he tells you, because, remember I said before, two possibilities why Trumas HaDeshen should be excluded from Avodas HaYom. One is, not Avodah. Two is, it's Avodas Laila. It's a throwback. So the Ramban takes, possibly two. He says, Trumas HaDeshen is from last night. Right? It's, right? It's a holdover from yesterday. If it's a holdover from yesterday, there can't be an obligation, Yom Kippur. And then, you skip around to the bolded parts. Right? And then he says, what about Shechita of the Tamid? So, Mipnei Shechita is a Tamid, Alpha Pisha Lomatina Shechita, Shepsul, I feel bizarre. Mikoma Komeno Nasis, Alpha Kohen Gadol, Shu Miseder Ayyam. He says, you might have thought that Shechita is a Tamid, or you would tell me, look, Shechita is a Tamid, should also be excluded. Why? Because Shechita is, according to the Gemara in several places, not an Avoda at all. It's not an Avoda. If Shechita is not an Avoda, how could it be that the Kohen Gadol has to do it? Right, so he says no, because shechita is miseder hayom. Aval, skip down. Dishum is beach apanim. Mi ain avodas hayom el avodas laila. Dum jay ramas hadeshon achitzon. So he said there's two haramos. One is for the dishon hamizbeach achitzon. One is the mizbeach apanim. Both of them are avodas laila. Right, both of them are just cleaning out last night. And then he says, number four, right, the next bolded. V'od sheikar dishon nirash shuhu midivrayim. And then he says something more radical. Maybe it's not that the Dishon is Avodas Laila, it's not Avodah, it's Derabanan Bechlal. Right? It's Derabanan. And therefore, it's not an Avodah at all. So the Ramban tells you, just look all the way to the end, the last two lines. Nimtzeidun lemeidim eizem mehem biyom kippurim ve'ezem mishar yomim ve'al melech yoshev ha'kisherech rachamim. Right? He says, therefore, we know that there were payasot and there were avodat hayom that were not in Yom Kippur. And who is right? We'll know when Mashiach comes. Right? We'll see who's right. Right? We'll see who's right when Mashiach comes. But the Ramban tells you it's not true. Right? The Ramban says it's absolutely not true. The Balamor thinks that every avodat on Yom Kippur needs to be done by the Kohen Gadol. It's not true. Only avodat hayom. How do you make something not an avodah hayom? Either by making it avodah laila, or by making it not an avodah. And he raises both possibilities from his adeshin. But then he throws in something. He says, but wait a second. What?
The Balamor not agree with that?
No. The Balamor says that there's no payas at all. Shumas adeshin has to be done with the Kohen Gadol also. Everything.
What?
Balamor doesn't seem to care. Balamor seems to include everything.
So what's the difference in the understandings of Balamor about its name?
Yeah, presumably it's a din diyom, it's in the bakom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because it's now it's Yom Kippur. Or, look, the makom thing works better, right? The makom one works well. Namely, Yom Kippur makes the makom HaMikdash more kadosh, so no one else is allowed to do anything. It doesn't matter if it's from today, from yesterday. The fact is, right now, right in this place, nothing happens, right? Unless it's going gadol.
I think the question is,
now it could be the yom, right? It could be now. The okay. The Ritva quotes the Ramban differently though in 13. He says if Rishem Rabbeinu Agadol Rabo Zal Amarli Shayasovri Mid Oraisa Ein Chova Bekoen Gadol El Bavodos Yom Mamish. He says I have a different model. Mid Oraisa. What needs to be done by Kohen Gadol? Avodas Hayom. Avol Tmidin va'avodah shekol hayom shekol yom v'yom k'sheres afilu b'kohen hedyot. Even mamish avodah, right? Tumin doesn't need a Kohen Gadol. Can be a regular Kohen. Ella the mitzvah b'kohen Gadol tvei. But it's better to be the Kohen Gadol. V'rabbanan shavu chov b'kohen Gadol af b'tmidin. Meaning on a daraisa level. Lechatchila b'kohen gadol, b'di'evet b'kohen hedyot. Midrabanan, you have to use the kohen gadol. V'lo hetiru eladvarm shenei kravoda. But even Chazal didn't require the non-avoda to be done by kohen gadol. Kos shamru kartzu mireg achar shchita al yado kon lahapet b'mazleg ulaz mevarm lalosa and all these different things throughout the day that are not real avodas, like bringing up the evarim to the mizbeach. Right, not shechting it, but bringing up the ivarim. Or Heichad the Kohen Gadol Chalosh, Osan Avodas Min Nafka Kohen Hedyot. Or if the Kohen Gadol is sick, right, he's weak, then you would let the Kohen Hedyot do even the avoda, like Shchita of the Tamid. Right, so the Ritva raises a different possibility from the Ramban, which is maybe, right, the Ramban had said, the Rashi Balmor said everything going gadol. The Rambam said everything besides the Trumas Hadeshen, because either it's not avoda or it's avodas Laila. The Ramban in the Melchamos says, right, not just right, Dishim is Be'ach HaPnimi, Dishim is Be'ach HaChitzon, all the things which are not avoda or avodas Laila, right, is expansive. It goes through a few of them. Right. The Ritva takes it a step further, and the Ritva says, no, Mid'oraisa, it's only avoda Yom Mamish. And avoda Hayom Mamish mean avoda Hayom, meaning the unique ones. But mid araisa it's lechatchila to do all of them, all avodot. Mid rabbanan you have to, unless it's not avod at all, or the kohen gadol is sick, and then we rely on the daraisa. So now, how do you explain the Ritva? Remember, I said the Vilchon Siman would be helpful here, because the Ritva is weird, right? So far, everyone else, I get it. Ritva is weird, right? The Ritva says. Normally, they don't have lechatchilas on a daraisa level, right? But the Ritva says midaraisa it's lechatchila, right? Midaraisa it's better. What? So the Kohen Gadol do things which are
regular
avoda. Regular avoda. Why? That's what he says, right? That's what he says. Midaraisa.
Midaraisa is mitzvah Kohen Gadol tefei.
Correct. That's what the words mean, right? He says, you're allowed to do it without. It's better to do it with the Kohen Gadol Mida Oraisa. And Dirabanan, you have to.
Right?
So remember, what did Lachon Sin say? Lachon Sin said the only way to understand the Ritva is the other model we proposed.
Right,
namely, that it's not that it starts with the day, it starts with the Kohen Gadol. The Koach of the Kohen Gadol is to transform an Avoda into Avodas Yom HaKippurim.
Right, it's a key on the Avoda, right?
It's key, yes. But what does he say? But how did Lachon Sin explain it? He said, if the Kohen Gadol does it, it becomes Avodas Hayom. So therefore, if it's actually Avodas Hayom, meaning it's the unique Avodas of Yom Kippur, are you allowed to use someone who's not a Kohen, the Kohen Gadol? No! Because it's Avodas Yom Kippurim, it needs a Kohen Gadol. But what if it's the regular Avoda? So he said, Bidyeved, if a Kohen does it. Right, he said, it's fine. But what's the koach of the Kohen Gadol? Why is it better for a Kohen Gadol to do it? So Lachon said, because it's not just stam. Oh, Kohen Gadol does it. That's nice. He says, no. The Tamid could either be a normal Tamid that happens to be brought in Yom Kippur, or it could be a Tamid that integrates into the Vedas Yom Kippurim. Both models are possible. What makes it that the Tamid is elevated from a regular Tamid into Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol. So lechatchila, you should have the Kohen Gadol. If you can't, fine. But the Rabbanan said, look, midaraisa it's just better. Midarabbanan, we said, no. Right? We don't want that to happen. Right? We want everything to be a unique Avodas Kohen Gadol. Because we want it to be Avodas Hayom. If he's too sick, we'll allow you to do it. Right? And if it's a non-avoda, it's a big deal. What?
You can't really choose not to do it. You can't choose to do it.
Why not?
Can you choose? Can I choose not to? I don't care too much about doing it.
I don't know if that's going to work. It's an accent.
It's better. It adds an element. It's mitzvah min ha-mufkar. Okay, it's mitzvah min ha-mufkar. Is that better?
You don't have to.
You're right. Technically, the word lechatchila means what you should do, and b'dyeved is already done. That's a bad word. Fine. It's a bad word. It's mitzvah min ha-mufkar. Okay, it's mitzvah min ha-mufkar.
Why are they about doing this?
Because they... What do you mean?
Why are they doing this? The had this idea of integrating midim into the yom.
Because the Rabbanan say, look, midaraisa, you can... It's a nice thing to hold yourself to the higher standard. We don't want it to suffice. We're telling you have to hold yourself to the higher standard.
Isn't that a rule that Rabbanan never asked them that the Torah Matir, that something's there that needed to do it for?
No.
You need an external reason.
No. That Taz is wrong. Okay, let's move on. Okay.
Why are they used to...
It's just wrong. There's literally a book written on that Taz because it contradicts so many things. You're talking about the Taz Hayadua, right? That's on Isura, but no.
They say that, let's say, women are part of something, then the Dirabon made them chayiv in it. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says, no, they can't do that, because the Derabbanan wouldn't just make them chayav and stuff in the Torah.
Well, what are you talking about?
I don't remember where it was. But yeah, the idea is the same.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. According to many Rishonim, what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda says, Shimon Patar Min HaMitzvos. Right? According to many Rishonim, that's only Midaraisa, Midarabanan is Chayav HaMitzvos. The Torah says, Ketanim are Patar Min HaMitzvos. Right? Midarabanan, they're Chayav and Chinuch, which is a Machlok is Rashi and Tosfos. If that means the father is Chayav or the child's Chayav. Right? But according to Tosfos, the child is Chayav.
It's an external reason.
No, according to what?
What do you mean? The Torah says they're not Chayav. You, the Rabbanan said they are. What?
Something changed there with the Chinuch now. I mean, why was Moshe...
What changed? You prove it to me. You're making an assertion. Yeah, prove it.
But fine, regardless of the quotes, I'll give you the idea. Why was Moshe suffice for them not having the Achiyah for the Kohen, but now they're Gaban at the Chayva now?
Why do we... I never have Derabanans.
Usually to combat some motion that came up afterwards.
No. That's not.
Ask you, why do we ever have Derabanans?
So that's an interesting question. But according to the Ritva, right, for example, the Ritva says we have Derabanans. Positives. Let's leave aside the Siagim. Siagim is obvious, right? Right, Siag is, we don't want you to violate, so we set up Gedarim.
Right,
fine.
Right, something changed. I mean, before this wasn't a fear. Now
I don't know if anything changed. Why do you think something changed? Mechatei something changed.
They didn't care about doing it beforehand.
Let's say about chicken.
What do you mean?
Whoa.
Why do you think something has to change for a static zero? Sometimes it did, but why always?
Well, I mean, if nothing changed, why don't they keep it the same? You know, the Torah was fine leaving it that way.
No, because the Torah put a mitzvah of us, of right, the way Chazal understand it is, asu mishmeret lemishmarti. Right? Is that you have... So the Torah wanted to give us the ability to protect the Torah ourselves.
When the Torah was given, it was perfect for the time it was given, right?
No, Moshe
has Gzeros. What do you mean? According to the Gemara, Moshe has Gzeros.
Right, that's after.
So what?
Yes!
No, it was before the Torah was even given. Moshe was already instituting Gzeros.
According to the Torah was given?
Yes!
Well, it didn't change anything then. So what?
According to Chazal, Moshe was Misakein reading the Torah...
Right.
On Mondays and Thursdays, right? You know, right. Reading the Torah.
By Mara,
before Matan Torah, meaning the notion of Takanot started before God gave the Torah.
Good, that's not a question then. Because now I'm not gonna say.
But it's not in the Torah. God didn't say. Oh, it's in the Torah.
You say Torah should adjust everything right then. Most when you do anything else.
What?
According to you, the Torah.
Yeah.
Unless something changed with the Am.
But something. So you're saying something changed a week after Sinai or whatever?
Sure. Why not?
Before Sinai.
Okay, good, of course, the Torah didn't leave anything out. The Torah wasn't given yet.
And the Torah, even after, according to the Gemara, even when Moshe was misaking it, because it was necessary, the Torah didn't write it down.
But I assume that was something.
And it's still not biblical.
Then I would assume this was something the Am didn't need always.
They didn't need always? They were in the Midbar for a few days, and Moshe decided they needed it.
Meaning this gzera that Moshe gave about reading the Torah wasn't something the Am would always need.
No, that's absurd.
Why? Well, man,
why did the Torah give it?
So according to Ritva, because God wanted to leave things in. So according to Ritva, in Asmachta, this is against the Rambam, but the Ritva says in Asmachta, for example, right? The Rambam says in Asmachta is just where the pasuk is a hint, right? It's a memory device. The Ritva says no. In Asmachta is God actually meant it. So why isn't it Daraisa? Because Hashem can mean things without imposing them. He hid it in the Torah and said, if you decide to keep it, to make it a law, so then you have biblical basis for it. If you choose not to, it'll remain at the level of a hint, and it won't be obligatory. Because Hashem wanted to do that. Why? I don't know. Right? According to Rav Chanan Wasserman, yeah, that's exactly what Derabbanans are. Derabbanan is Chazal channeling the Ratzon Hashem, directly, without the Torah. Right? Meaning not based on what already exists, he's channeling Ratzon Hashem. How? Channeling Ratzon Hashem, I don't know. Right? There are plenty of thinkers who had no problem with that. Yes, that Chazal said, look, Hashem said certain things, but he actually wants more. But he didn't put it at the level of Daraisas, because there's a value to us showing initiative, there's a value to things being at varying levels, right? So there's a value to things being stronger and weaker legally, right? For whatever reason, right? You can have 100 reasons.
Right, it could be that it was too
chomer
to have something
as a deraisa. You don't want it, right? The Torah doesn't want a laundry list of laws, right? The Torah doesn't want to be a laundry list of laws. It wants to be more values based, right? And if it's over encumbered with details,
wait until whenever to make this derabanan.
How do you want to miss?
Wait, when did they make the derabanan?
Sure, some derabanans are response to their times, some are not.
Well, you think if any derabanan that falls into this category, you think Moshe Rabbeinu should have made immediately after?
Why?
Why? Because if there's a value to the derabanan itself, and the only added on benefit of not being the Torah is if for not being more common.
You should have thought of every single derabanan.
So then you have to either impose that Moshe missed it.
I don't understand. What's the problem? Why not?
He's a human being. He's not.
I don't understand. So you have to impose that he missed a benefit the Torah wanted him to put on.
Or God didn't want all creativity and all initiative to end in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu.
There's a famous Gemara by Rabbi Huda mantraing the Beis Shan for Yerok said, I was certain.
Yes. Malkom inichu leila is gather bo. Right? That there's a value to later generations having initiative. Okay, let me throw one out to you that's big, and then we'll move on, okay? If you had asked me, right up there, in big things that should have been decided at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, should have been, what is Yeharik Val Yavor? What is the cardinal sins? Except, it wasn't. It was a vote, right? It was a vote in the Tanaitic period. As the Gemara tells you, there was a vote, right?
That's a fundamental principle.
Yeah, that's a fundamental principle. That is a big one. Right? Do you or do you not die for mitzvot? And which mitzvot? And according to the Gemara, that wasn't decided until the Tannaitic period when they had a vote in an attic.
It's not the same thing as a regular Torah now.
What?
It's not the same thing as a regular Torah.
No, but it wasn't decided. That means they went for generations. My point is that big things can go a long time without being decided and Klal Yisrael can survive. Right? That doesn't mean anything changed. It meant that the Torah wasn't, not everything was fleshed out ad hasof in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Then I would assume the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't want to answer the question of which one to Yahar V'Yavar.
Why?
Because they didn't.
Why? First of all, it's not true, because we know that there were actual machlokot about this, and like people actually died because of these machlokot. You would think that this is something that, according to you, everything, as soon as it needs to be settled, is settled. It's not true.
Or they missed it.
How did they miss it? We know from the Book of Maccabees,
yeah, they died,
right? That they died because they thought Shabbos was Yahar V'Yavor.
Okay, I just...
You would think that would be a big thing that someone
was...
Okay,
that's my point!
Moshe Rabbeinu did not realize that Yahar V'Yavor was a thing, so clearly he didn't want to answer it, or he would have. Those are the only options.
Why do you assume that the Torah had to be closed and finished? I'm a Moshe Rabbeinu. Why?
I'm saying that according to you, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to answer it. He purposely left it over.
You're saying Moshe Rabbeinu chose not to answer it.
That's the only option. Or he didn't
notice it. Or he missed it.
Or God did. Yeah, whatever. God didn't want everything to be sealed. Fine. Or God didn't want the Torah to be done then. Fine.
Yeah, I don't think Moshe Rabbeinu is intuiting that or understood that and chose not to do it.
Yeah, look, I understand that according to... I mean, yes, the Rambam does say, right, that all... At least when it comes to Doraisas, right, everything was passed down and, you know, all the machlokot you get later because of forgetfulness. But he totally doesn't say that for the Rabbanans, right? And not everyone agrees with the Rambam, right?
The only option is either Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know about the possibility of the Derabanan, or he knew and didn't want the Derabanan to exist.
Okay, what's the problem with that?
Good. And
who thinks, okay, name me a significant authority who seems to say that... So name me a significant authority who says that Moshe didn't know everything.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying the only options.
Okay. Tell me who says that. Tell me who, Al Panav, is comfortable with that thesis.
What? They didn't know everything?
Yes.
They get everything.
Yeah. Prove it to me.
Everyone's okay with him not knowing everything?
Yes.
Because he's a human, he's not God.
Yeah, more than that, it's a Gemara.
Okay.
Right, the Gemara says, right, Menachos Chavtes, Moshe Rabbeinu Allah Lamarom, right, he went up to heaven and he saw Hashem tying, right, the Tagim. And he says, right, it's a famous Gemara, and he says to Hashem, what are you doing this? And he says, in the future there'll be Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva will
darshan.
Right, will darshan them. And Moshe says, show him to me. So he puts him in his base medrash and he sits in the eighth row. Why in the eighth row?
It's the back row.
Wrong. The seventh row was the back row. The eighth row means he wasn't zochah to be in the base medrash. Right? That's what it means. There are only seven rows in a base medrash in Chazal's time. Right? He's in the eighth row, and he doesn't understand what's flying. Until what happens? Halacha Moshe Misinai. So what does that mean? So some Rishonim say the story happened before Matan Torah. Right? And Moshe was calmed down because he said, oh, once I get the Torah, I'll know everything. But the Ritva, according to the Balei HaTosfot, says, what are you talking about? Right? No, it's fine. In Hochinami, it means that Hashem did not reveal Kol HaTorah Kulo Moshe.
Okay.
He gave him the Torah. He built in tools for future generations to expound things that should be expounded. And Moshe didn't know.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, so fine.
Good.
Good.
In this case here, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't miss the Kohen Gadol to fake the Deraisa concept, right?
Yep.
Good. So what was the benefit of having the Rabbanu make a Chayit? Because it could have been something that was adamant or Moshe Rabbeinu would have done, because he didn't miss the idea, because he knew about it. So that's been some benefit of waiting till then.
They decided, we want to hold ourselves to a higher standard. I don't know if anything had to change. Why did anything have to change? I don't know.
We had two options. Either Moshe Rabbeinu missed it, or he didn't want to do it at that time, right?
Yeah.
Not Moshe Rabbeinu missed it, this is a Deraisa concept. He knew about this.
Correct. It's a Deraisa concept. Correct.
Good. So we knew the Lechachila or not the Kiyam about the Kohen Gadol doing it.
Correct. It's a Kiyam. Fine.
Good. Now, what was the benefit the Rabbanan saw that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to wait for?
Again, you could say,
Yeah, or whatever. Look, there's a million things. It could be that something changed. Look, it could be something changed. It could be that Moshe Rabbeinu said it's Tvei, but didn't require it because everyone did it. Right? And then by the time Chazal were in, there was, in the Beis HaMikdash was being weakened because there were people vying over it. So they said, okay, we're formalizing it. Who knows? Right?
It's hard to speculate.
Right?
To speculate about the reason. It could be.
Right? There's all speculation. It could be. I don't know. Right, but the Ritva, right? But what's clear, right? I don't know why this happened, but the Ritva is telling you is that look, even on a biblical level, right? There's lechatchilah b'di'avad, whatever, mitzvah mufchar and not mitzvah mufchar level. And again, based on Rav Lichtenstein, the reason is because there's two ways you can carry out Yom Kippur. You can have the Kohen Gadol only do avodas hayom, or you can use Yom Kippur as an opportunity to transform all the avodot into avodas hayom. Right? Midaraisa, that's the best way of doing it, but it's not obligatory. Midarabanan, it's obligatory. And that's the Ritva's explanation. Therefore, he says, payasot, right? They're payasot for two reasons, right? Either cases when the Kohen Gadol is weak, right? Or things that are in avavoda, right? The payasot is for one of the two, right? Meaning, if the Kohen Gadol is weak, so then anything which isn't ikur hayom, so you give to the normal Kohen Hadyot and you follow the normal procedure. And if the those things which aren't ikur avoda, like the Chumas Hadesh and the like, those lachatchila you can give to a non-Kohen Gadol.
Can we spend the Ritva just saying that the Yom requires the Yom as a kiyam of having the Kohen Gadol do everything, as opposed to saying a chila?
Yeah, good, why?
What?
Why?
Kiyam of the Yom, I'm having the Kohen Gadol do all the...
What does it mean? Why? Okay, but put words to it.
An accidents of the Yom that...
Why? Tell me what it does. What it does. What does it do?
Well, why do we want the voters to be transferred to the Yom?
That is what I understand, right? That...
Why?
What do you mean? The more avodah that are integrated into avodah Yom Kippurim, the better, because avodah Yom Kippurim is the climax of the day, and the more things that become part of that ma'arecha, that become part of that framework, the better. Right? In what sense did it help the day?
It doesn't integrate as part of the day, but it's a kiyam in the yom, and that you want the yom such a high kiddush, you want the Kohen Gadol to do it. Doesn't mean it's ma'ak of the day or chayav of the Kohen Gadol.
Yeah, I don't know what those words mean. It could be, but I mean, what does that mean? It's a kiyam in the day. That's just throwing out a word, right?
It's accidents of the day. I mean, it's not a chiyav or a...
What does that mean?
Meaning,
what does it add to the day? I understand if you say...
It adds to the fact that the day has kedusha, and we want the Kohen Gadol to reflect that kedusha. Doesn't mean it's a chiyuv to reflect the kedusha. It's an accident.
You could. I think it's stronger
it's
to say...
We don't need it to be integrated, but we want it to be integrated. It's also an accident.
No, that's not the same, right? And this is something we'll talk about probably later in the year, right? But the same thing seems to exist by shchita lavavoda, right? The Gemara says shchita lavavoda, and yet there are many rayas, and he has a long discussion of it, a very good discussion in the Midas HaKodesh on this point, right? The Gemara in many places assumes that usually the Kohanim do the shchita, and we lechatchila, like we train them to do it. Why? Why should you do that? It's lavavoda, right? Right. So there's good evidence to say no shchita. A lavavoda doesn't mean it's not avoda at all. It means it's a quasi avoda. If a Kohen does it, it is an avoda. If a Kohen doesn't do it, it's not an avoda. Meaning, right, one way of reading Shechita Lavavoda is not Shechita isn't an Avoda, is Shechita doesn't have to be an Avoda. But if Kohen does it, it is an Avoda, and that's better. Right? So, right, in that case, when you say that, right, there, if I just put it that way, it's obvious why it's Lechatchila of a Kohen do it. If the coin doesn't do it, it's not an avoda. It doesn't have to be an avoda, but it's not an avoda. If the coin does it, it's an avoda. That's an advantage, objectively. Right?
I would say, objectively, the advantage is the coin got or reflecting the kedusha of the day. No, if the coin got the bell, does it, it's better. If he doesn't do it, he didn't reflect it.
Okay, if that satisfies you. I don't know if that satisfies me. Right? Because in what sense is that true? Right? Meaning if, in what sense does it, you know, reflect the kedusha of the day more if he does those things? I don't know. Right? Meaning the language of the, right, the ritva, is that it has to be the avoda, right? And not things which aren't avodot. Right? According to you, if it's about showing the kedusha of a day, so you have to come up with a very complicated formulation. It's beneficial to the day for the kedusha to be expressed by the Kohen Gadol being involved in acts which are avodot, even if they're not avodot hayom, but not things which are avodot, which are not avodot. Right? Quasi-avodot. Right? I just say, look, right? According to the formulation of Rochelstein, it's very simple. Any avoda, if the Kohen Gadol does it, is integrated into the avodas hayom. But if it's not an avoda, it can't be integrated in the avodas hayom because it's not an avoda.
If it's not an avoda, it doesn't reflect the Kohen Gadol having to do the avodas.
Correct, and that's why the Ritva says they don't have to do it.
I can say that my thing also.
But why? They're quasi-avodas. What? Why not? You said about the yom. You have no formulation for it. You're saying again. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just pointing out how complicated a formulation you have to come up with. Right? You have to say it's a reflection. I mean, according to you.
Why?
I mean, once you say it's about the yom.
You just put back what you're saying.
We're already into lunch. Okay, so we got bogged down in this, so we'll have to do this one more, but we'll still finish for Yom Kippur.